Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh. This is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and the sermon today will be titled Back to Basics. This is going to be part one. Getting a lot of emails, talking to a lot of people, been in chat rooms, and a lot of people out there don't get it. They're new, they're studying, they're trying. I've been emailed by some people that are using eSword, and there's discrepancies about this version and that version. Okay, eSword is a tool, very useful tool on the internet, but it is not a complete be-all end-all. It will give you different versions of Scripture, in part. But unless you have an actual volume of a book in hard copy to read, you will not get the benefits of all the footnotes and the commentary, etc., etc. You're only going to get partial information on eSort. You cannot use that as your final copy. You have to have the physical volume in your hand to get the benefit of all that's in that particular version of Scripture. I have a huge library here with hard copy books and commentary and all this other. Man, I got shelves and shelves and shelves of books. I just don't pick stuff up out of the air and spout it on the air. talking out of my hat. I've got years and years and years of diligent research in the work that I've done. And if you're not willing to equal my work, please do your homework first before you take me to task. So many errors out there, and people get hooked into a particular version of Scripture. But they don't have full information. They're not doing all the rest of it to go along with it. That's why these are teaching shows. These are sermons based on years of research. So if you're not going to do equal research, please do not email me and take me to task, because you have not done your homework. Okay? That's all I've got to say about that. This is Back to Basics Part 1, because I listen and I read emails and I monitor chat rooms, and a lot of people out there that are hedging around CI or actually into CI just are not getting it. They don't have the basic foundation, and they're floundering and they're being led astray by people because they're listening to people that are self-professed experts when they are not. Okay, they're e-sword warriors. The study of Scripture takes effort. It is the habit of the Judeo-Christians, all right, the Judeo-Christians, to go to church on Sunday, to sit there in a pew and listen to the guy up in the pulpit fill their ears full of whatever church doctrine he's got planned for that day, and they're not going to research it. They're just going to go and go through the motions and think they're actually getting the straight skinny on things. Well, later on, they find out they're not, and this guy's been handing them a line. And then they get angry, and then they leave. And then they don't go anywhere for a while. They don't fellowship with anybody. They don't research. They get their feelings hurt or whatever when they get awakened to the fact they've been lied to by the Judeo-Christian pastors. And they go away, and it destroys them. Literally. They walk away from Yahweh. They don't try to get closer. They've been damaged, and that's these wolves in sheep's clothing that have been destroying our people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, is what the Scripture says. So we're going to get down to the basics. Now, today I'm going to use my translations, which is direct from the Hebrew. And I'm going to read you the Hebrew as well. You may not care for that. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but, you know, you got an off button. If it's too much for you and you're bored or whatever, or you've heard it all before and you're not interested, that's on you, okay? But this, I'm going to have to help some of these people out there that are just not up to speed. All right, this is the book of Exodus, okay? Shemoth, the going forth. Okay. Uh, chapter 20. Now, this has the Ten Commandments in it, all right? The Ten Words, literally. That's what it is, the Ten Words. Here is verse 1 of chapter 20 in the book of Exodus. And spoke Elohim all these words, saying, and in the Hebrew, Vayedaber Elohim et kol hadibarim ha'ele lamor. Verse 2. Now, I'm just going to read part of this, and then I'm going to stop, and I'm going to expound on it. Okay? So just be patient. Verse 2. I am Yahweh Elohecha, that means your God, which has brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of bondage. And the Hebrew is, Anochi Yahweh Elohecha asher hotzit. I have to get a little closer. Hotzatika me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit abarim. I'm reading the Hebrew to back up what I'm saying in English, so there's no doubt. I'm not pulling this out of my hat. Verse 3, this is commandment number 1. And I'm going to touch on all of these, maybe not today. I won't get to all of them today. This is back to basics, part 1. You shall have no other Elohim before me. That's small e, Elohim. I'll expand on that. Lo yiye lecha Elohim acharim al panai. All right. You shall have no other Elohim. Small e, Elohim, that's divine being. No other Elohim before my face. Literally, before my face. All right. Al Panai. Upon my face. Or before my face. Panai. Number 6440 for Panai, the face. No other Elohim. We of Christian identity are living in these different nations. We are seeing all these other deities brought in. Allah, Buddha, Judaism, the Jewish Jesus. He was not Jewish, but They've created one, okay? All these other divine beings or mighty ones, you shall not have any other Elohim. And we're permitting these in our white Christian nations. We've lost physical control over our countries that we once had. This is the planned attack by the adversary and his children to bring all these others in, because the adversary's children don't worship Yahweh. They hate Yahweh. They hate Yeshua Messiah, which they call Jesus Christ. It just frosts their cookies. They can't stand Yahweh worshipers. And they are on a highly aggressive offensive tactic, which it also includes genocide of our people worldwide. to eliminate us, because we are the true chosen ones of Yahweh. We are the ones that are the called out ones, the remnant, whatever, you know, all of that. Even some of our own people are worshiping other Elohim, as it says here. All right. Let's go into verse 4, which ties in with verse 3. You shall not make for you any idol or any likeness of anything that is from the sky above, or that is from the land beneath, or that is from the water below the land. All right. Verse 4 in the Hebrew. Lo ta'aseh lecha besel, v'kol tumuna asher bashamayim mima'al, v'asher ba'aretz mitakat, v'asher ba'mayim mitakat la'aretz. Idols. What's an idol? Number 6459. Pesel. What has become idols? We're not carving them out these days. But in our lifestyles, in our nations, we have all kinds of idols. The Roman Catholic Church particularly is very big on idols. The Mother Mary and Child, well, that's not Mother Mary. That's the Queen of Heaven. Okay, the Queen of Heaven and Tammuz. But they don't tell you that. Yet how many Catholics do you know? And they'll genuflect and pray to Mother Mary. Oh, Mother Mary, speak to God for me. And all of this ritual. And we have that in our land, and they call that Christianity. And we don't speak against it, because there are whole towns that are just nothing but Catholics. And they get irate and they'll get violent if you challenge the Catholic faith. But with all the perversion and sinfulness and dirt that's been coming out about the Catholic Church, a lot of the Catholics are leaving. They're no longer Catholic. And what happens? They either go someplace else and get into another version of Christianity, or they just quit altogether and just live their secular earthly life and are thereby destroyed. They abandon their search or hope for God, or others will just keep on with the ritual. And they're just so blind, and they're just locked into that cult, and they cannot break free. Going on, this is commandment number 2. Verse 5 is part of commandment number 2. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, because I, Yahweh Eloheka, am a jealous El, capital E-L, divine being, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth. And generation is implied here. It is not actually in the text. And third and fourth of those that hate me. 8130 is the word they use for hate, which implies racial or tribal connotations. Verse 6, and showing loving kindness to thousands of those that love me and keep my commandments. All right, verse 5 in the Hebrew. Lo tishtakwe lachem, velo ta'abdem, ki anoke Yahweh Elohecha el gana, poked awan abot al banim, al sheleshim, wa al rebeim lisonai. Sonai, pardon me. That's 81:30. That's the hatred. Okay, those that hate me. But there's no generation there, okay? Okay? You will bow down to them. So you don't bow down before Mother Mary and genuflect and pray to Mother Mary. You don't bow down and genuflect before the statues of the saints in a Catholic church. You don't bow down and pray to Allah. You don't bow down and pray to Buddha or Krishna or any of the other idols. Oh my. You're an Islamophobe. I'm not a phobe about anything. I'm just saying it's a false religion and a false god. It's not Yahweh. That's for sure. And being a Yahwist, anything other than Yahweh is false, as far as I'm concerned. You know, if you don't like that, turn the show off. That's it, you get an off button. I'm not trying to be hateful, I'm just trying to be honest. Because he's going to visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth of those that hate him. Well, the children hate him too, because they're raised to hate him. That's why he's doing that. He's not going to tolerate families that hate him. And that's what he's talking about here, is families of these people that hate Yahweh. Very, very, very simple. Simple. Basic. If you don't love Yahweh and you hate him, you're hit. Basic truth. No bowing down to statues. I don't care what culture you're in. If you bow down and worship statues and idols and other stuff, you're hit. These are the basic 10 words that he codified them here. They wrote them down. Very plain. This is the starter pack of law here. Now there's other laws. We'll get into that. Back in Genesis, each kind unto its kind. That prohibits race mixing or genetic modification or mixing of species. But we'll take that up probably on the next show. We're going to do part of the 10 words here. Let's see how far we get. We're almost halfway through the show, and we're just getting through commandment number 2. Verse 6, like I said, and showing loving kindness to thousands of those that love me and keep my commandments. The obedience factor comes into play. If you love Yahweh, why would you not wish to obey him and keep his commandments? He's commanding us these things for our benefit, like the food laws. Don't eat garbage cleaners. Okay, it'll poison you. My, my, my. How hard is that to understand? Isn't that basic common sense? Don't eat pig. Don't eat buzzards. Don't eat catfish and shellfish. They're cleansing mechanisms. You go to the restaurant, you don't go to the dumpster behind the restaurant. Okay? Unless you're one of these homeless people, and if you got a computer and you're listening to me, then you're not one of the homeless. Okay? Back to basics. We need to get back to basics because we've strayed from the basics. People get involved in all this other stuff. There's a lot of stuff, especially on the internet, that people get involved in, and they go off on a tangent about comets and planets, and you know, that's all well and good. You can discuss and think and have discourse about other things, but don't replace the basics with these other things. You need to keep the basics in your life and let these basic rules rule your life. You need to do these things all the time, and don't let anything interfere with you or get between you and Yahweh. Don't do that. Don't do it. You need to stay with the basics. First of all, primary, don't ever lose the basics. You can expand from there, but keep your foundational principles firm in your mind and in your life. All right, this is commandment number 3, verse 7. This is what it says in the Hebrew. You shall not take up the name, capital N, name, of Yahweh Elohecha in vain, because Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that takes up his name in vain. Verse 7. Lo tisa et shem Yahweh Elohecha lashawe, ki lo yinache Yahweh et asher yisa et shmo lashawe. All right. In vain, for a worthless purpose. Number 7723 in your Hebrew. You don't take up the name of Yahweh Elohecha in vain for a worthless purpose. You don't use that holy name of Yahweh frivolously. You hold it in awe, you hold it in reverence, you use it reverently. It's not for light conversation. You don't use it in a curse. It's holy. You understand? His name is holy. If you're talking about religious matters, you don't call him the Lord. You don't call him God. He gave us that name to use. There's only one Yahweh. It identifies him specifically from any of these other little e Elohims that people have brought into their lives, and the phony deities. Yahweh is specific. It is the name of the divine being of Israel. Primarily, first of all, he's Israel's divine being, the creator for the race of Adam. And the people of Israel, the overcomers of Adamic seed that is still pure. Any admixture of any other seed line other than Adam into the bloodline kills the spirit. And that person is spiritually dead, not capable of redemption. They're no longer Israel if they're mixed. There may be mixed people that are very nice people. I'm not saying they're all evil and they're all bad and you should hate them. I'm not telling you that. I'm not teaching that. But they are what they are. They're not Israel. They're not us. I'm sorry. A lot of the Judeo-Christian churches are teaching universalism. They just let anybody in. You know, it's all good. It's all good. We're all brothers. No. No, I'm sorry, but we are not all brothers. Doesn't mean that you cannot be friends with a non-Israelite. Doesn't mean that at all. I'm not telling you just to hate, blanket hate across the board, the non-Israelite people. I'm not telling you that. I'm not teaching that. Scripture itself does not teach that. But we are not to intermingle with them. We are not to breed outside of our race. That goes back to Genesis, each kind unto its kind. I'll get into that in another show. I may do a whole show on that. I don't know. Here is the fourth commandment. This begins in verse 8. Now there is a great deal of difference of opinion out there about what day the Shabbat falls on. I personally adhere to the solar calendar of Enoch. That's me, okay? I'm not going to slam other people that worship on a different day. We the group I'm with uses the solar calendar, the one that's offered on EFR. Other people don't like that. Okay, that's fine. Do what you're gonna do, but don't try to prevent me or hammer on me because I use the solar calendar. If you do, I'm going to cut you off. I'm not going to be beat up on verbally by somebody that's trying to force their opinion on me. I'm not trying to force mine on you. I don't hammer on you. I'm not going to get on your website or send you nasty emails. Okay? I don't do that, so don't do it to me. Okay? I'll block you. I don't have time to babysit. I really just, you know, I'm an old man, and I'm getting a little grouchy. I'm sorry. The time's getting short, and I'm watching my people being genocided, so I get a little upset. And I just don't have time for frivolous, doubtful disputations. I don't have the time, and I'm not going to make time. Okay? The fourth commandment, verse 8, remember the day of the Shabbat, number 7676, to keep it holy. Verse 8. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat leKodesh. Keep it set apart, holy. Okay. Number 6942. The Shabbat is for cessation of work as far as commercial making money work. Now the Talmudists say you don't even cook food, you don't do anything, you don't start a fire for work. You can have a cook fire, but not a work fire. There's a difference. Where it said the guy was gathering sticks, and on the Sabbath day, and they stoned him to death. He was gathering, he was going to do work. Not cook, not hang around. He should have gathered the wood the day before, but he didn't. And he shouldn't have a work fire on the Sabbath. I don't do any work on the Sabbath. I don't take out the garbage. I don't do laundry. You know, all that stuff is done. I hang around the house. I may heat up a little food, but I don't do any physical labor. I don't, because it's a holy day. Other people can't celebrate the Sabbath like we do. Right now it's on Tuesday sundown to Wednesday sundown, according to the solar calendar. But people are trying to survive, and they can't get off of work. They're going to have to celebrate another day, but they're keeping a Shabbat. And that's the best we can expect right now. I'm not going to hammer on somebody that keeps another day, you know? That's not right. Why beat up on somebody because they're stuck in this world? I mean, we're stuck right now. It'll all change when Yahshua comes back. I had to get a little drink of coffee there. Verse 9, which is part of commandment number 4. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. Shesheth yomim ta'abod wa'asita kol malakticha. Verse 10, still part of commandment 4, but day, this is what it says in the Hebrew, how it's phrased. It's not like this in the English, in your KJV. I don't do KJV, I'm sorry. Now deal with it. But day the 7th is the Shabbat of Yahweh Eloheka. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, your male servant, nor your maid servant, nor your beasts, nor the sojourner that is within your gates. Yom HaShabbat is Shabbat. La Yahweh Elohecha, lo ta'ase kol malach, ata ubenecha, ubiteka, abdeka, wa amateka, ubehemeteka, wa gereka, asher bishareka. That's the Hebrew. I'm giving the Hebrews, and nobody can refute what I'm saying. Deal with it. That's what it says. Sojourner is 16:16. Ger, a traveler, an Israelite traveler, not a racial alien. Okay. Your whole family my buddy Patrick shuts his business down on the Sabbath. That's hardcore. He shuts down his business on a weekday where the Sabbath is, because we don't go by the Gregorian calendar. It's way off. He's observing the actual Sabbath and shuts his business down. That's faith. That's belief. That's acting on the commandments of Yahweh. Wow, that's awesome. I love it. Verse 11, still part of commandment number 4. This is the reason for this. Because in 6 days, Yahweh made the sky and the land. That's 6 period of time, okay? The seas and all that is in them, and rested on day the 7th, wherein blessed Yahweh the day of the Shabbat and set it apart. All right. Verse 11. Kishesheth yomim asah Yahweh et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam vayanach b'yom hashabi'i al ken berach Yahweh et yom hashabbat v'yakadeshehu. Set it apart. And he said, that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. It gives us a day of rest and gives us time to recoup energy. Okay. How many people actually keep the Sabbath? Now, I've been in Judeo-Christian churches where they worship on a Sunday. Okay, if they're going to call that the Sabbath. Now, down here in Kentucky, they're absolutely insane over basketball. And if there's a basketball game on Sunday when they're in church, and it's scheduled to start a half an hour before church is supposed to let out, a lot of those churches schedule around the basketball game. Now, is that sick or is that sick? That's Yahweh's day, okay? Even if you're doing it on Sunday, the day of the sun god, that day is supposed to be dedicated to Yahweh. To hell with a basketball game. You don't break your service up to Yahweh to go watch basketball or football or whatever. But they do. And that's America. That's another idol. There's an idol. Anything that gets between you and Yahweh or is more important to you than Yahweh, that's an idol. And you're worshiping that idol. And I used to go to a Judeo-Christian church. And they would have me speak every once in a while. I was pretty knowledgeable about the Bible. And I got up one day, and I did a bell ringer about keeping the Sabbath and keeping it holy. And I challenged them. I said, how dare you put basketball ahead of our Heavenly Father and worship this idol? And it was an all-white church. And I said to him, is watching some Negro play with a ball more important to you? And you call yourself Christians? How dare you? How phony is that, that you will worship a basketball game or a basketball player more than the Heavenly Father? I said, what is wrong with this picture? And it cleared out the whole church. And I was no longer welcome there, and I was no longer welcome to speak. Because I defamed their God basketball. Oh, people. What can you say about that? I mean, that's basics, all right? Basics. That's what this sermon is. Back to basics, part one. I'm at a loss a lot of times when dealing with other people, okay? First of all, I'm an oldster. I've been around. I'm up in my 70s. I've seen America in the old days, right after World War II. Now, we were on a downhill slide, but America, when I was young, was a wonderful place to be. We were on top of the world. People lived a moral life. You didn't see, all there was rot underneath that was hidden. But you didn't see the degradation and the absolute horror that exists today with these transgenders and child touching and child murder sacrifice and Satan worship. I mean, you'd never heard of it. Never. Oh, it may have gone on, I'm sure, in secret. But it was not out in public and extolled like it is now. I mean, they make a big deal out of it. They promote it. They're in favor of it. Absolutely astounding. I know these are the last days, and we've watched the long downhill slide. We've watched the open perversion of the churches. They have signs out front. Everybody's welcome. Transgenders, welcome. And they call themselves Christian churches, but they have mixed race couples, they have gay couples. They've got all these things. They certainly don't obey what I've been reading today. They don't obey it. And we wonder why we have the trouble that we're having. Well, he's warned us over and over and over. This country was a God-fearing country at one time, and we were blessed. Now we're not a God-fearing country. We've got all kinds of trouble. They perverted the food. They're genetically modifying the animals as well. Chickens and turkeys and stuff, they're modified. They've got turkeys now that don't have feathers. They're just skin. They bred the featherless turkeys. They have done, the adversary's children have done everything they can to promote the idea that these rules that I'm reading to you today, in the basic rules, these 10 words, are nailed to the cross. We don't have to worry about them. That's the Old Testament. It's past. There is no Old or New Testament. It's all one Testament. I listened to a sermon by David James, and he hammered on that, and he's absolutely right. And I slip every once in a while. I talk about the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. But it's all one covenant. It's all an instruction manual for the seed line of Adam, and the particular subsection of the seed line of Adam called Israel. And that's what the Christian identists are, CI. We realize that we are Israel. We realize that Yahweh is our divine being, and that we need to get back to worshiping him. Well, a lot of people are just coming over into CI. They're coming out of the Judeo-Christian churches. And I think that's what this next series of sermons for me is going to be, is for the basics for the new people. And bless their heart, they're of the remnant, they're coming over. And it just makes me feel so good that some brothers and sisters have joined the eternal crew. That's what, because we're going to have eternal life, the remnant is. We're going to regain our eternal bodies. But only if we stick with these basics and teach them. That's why I'm trying to teach them. They're so important. Let's do commandment, while I have the time, let's do commandment number 5. Verse 12, honor your father and your mother, so that will be long your days upon the land which Yahweh Elohecha gives you. Verse 12, kabed et abika ve'et imecha, lema'an ya'arikun yomeka al ha'adama, Asher Yahweh Elohecha noten lak ha'adama, upon the land, the soil, specifically the red soil. Adama. That's what Adama is. It's not Eretz. This is speaking of the red soil, the soil that we grow things in, upon the land. This is not country. Doesn't mean a country. It means the soil that we support ourselves off of. That's what this particular verse is speaking about when it talks about the land. Honor your father and your mother, because they are supposed to be godly and they are supposed to teach you these rules. That's what they were supposed to do. And back in the day, the father and the mother would teach the family and protect and keep the family close. But what's happened? The family unit has been disintegrated in today's world. And the father and the mother a lot of times don't even know. They're not even Christian. They don't know these rules. So how are they going to teach these to their children if they don't know them themselves? That's why we need to get back to the basics and teach the children and the adults these rules, this set of how-to instructions. Very, very, very important. Well, let's close today. That's the first five commandments. That's half. This is just the Ten Commandments that I'm doing. It'll be a couple of shows. And then we're going to get into the other basics, all the way back into Genesis. We're going to get into that. Basics. Instructions from the beginning. I'll talk to you a little later on the next show. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, live, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.